This program has been described by AudioVision. For information on over 400 video and audio titles, call toll-free 1-866-966-7667 or visit our accessible website, www.audiovisioncanada.com. The contents of this program are protected by copyright and may not be duplicated or used for any commercial purpose without the express written consent of the copyright holders.
This film has been described by AudioVision Canada. A group of white shapes twitch and bob. The white shapes are doves, cooing as they pick at their feathers. Dozens of the birds are reflected in the glass of a skylight above their perch.
All my life, I always wanted to fly. I always wanted to live like a hawk. I know you're not supposed to be jealous of anything, but to take flight, to soar above everything and everyone, now that's living.
A perched hawk flaps its wings. It takes flight through a crowded gymnasium behind a young black basketball player.
Now listen, lads, listen up. They are not going to foul. Believe me, I know that son of a bitch, and he plays conservative.
The high school coach rallies his players.
And then we're going to end this thing our way, and here's how. We stack it up. I want Odin, Michael, and Billy to handle the ball, and that's it. You go. You and Todd set up the screens. Now, 15 seconds, we run the Tulsa play for Odin. Give it up. Todd, you're in the stack with Michael. You go. You go! You're at the right elbow. Billy, you're at the low block on the weak side. And remember, lads, you go and Todd on decoys. Decoys! I don't want to see either one of those guys with the ball. At 13 seconds, you free up Odin for the one-on-one, then clear! And if it's not Odin, Michael. Put him in! What time is it, team?
Game time!
All right, let's focus!
The crowd cheers on their team, the Hawks. The scoreboard shows the Hawks down 59-60 with 28 seconds left. The Hawks inbound the ball to Odin, the only black player on the team. Odin passes the ball to Billy. Billy passes to Mike, who passes back to Odin. Odin, Billy, and Mike continue to pass the ball around the perimeter, while Hugo tangles with an opponent in front of the basket. The clock ticks down. 16-15.
Tulsa! Tulsa!
Tulsa!
Odin gets the ball, dribbles between his legs, drives to the hoop, and lays it in for the game-winning basket. The coach runs onto the court. The players, staff, and fans rush the court to surround Odin. Hugo stands away from the celebration, watching Odin with the coach. As the mascot hawk flaps its wings, Odin is hoisted into the air by his teammates. Hugo stares with anger and sadness in his eyes. The court is flooded with fans cheering for Odin. A large, gnarled tree blocks the bright sun. An imposing Greek temple-style building towers over the tree.
Coach Duke Golden!
uniformed students cheer for basketball coach Golden.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Odin, would you come down here, please? As all you know, I am a man of few words.
Except for when one of us is late for practice, right, Pop?
I'll pretend I don't know who said that, Hugo. I'll get right to the point. By virtue of having won our divisional championship...
Odin joins Golding at the podium.
...record in the league, we will have home court advantage in the state championship all the way up to and including the semifinals. And one reason for that is this young man standing right next to me. And I'll tell you something else, too. And I'm very proud to say this publicly. I love him like my own son.
As Golding hugs Odin, Hugo watches from the stands.
Not only is he a shoo-in for this year's USA Today High School All-American, but he is going to lead this team to the 20th state championship in the 115-year history of this institution.
The students give a standing ovation.
You can stay on your feet, because at this time, I am very proud to present this year's unanimous choice for most valuable player to Mr. Odin James.
Taking the MVP plaque, Odin hugs Golden. In the stands, a pretty blonde girl smiles proudly.
You know, at the beginning of the season, we decided to go all the way. And I did give it all I had, but that wouldn't have meant nothing if I didn't have a go-to guy. Big Mike, come up here, man. Come on, man, now's not the time to be acting shy. Come on.
Hugo encourages Mike to step down from the stands.
I told the coach I wasn't accepting the MVP award unless the man with the hands could share it with me. It's for you, baby.
Odin hands Mike his own plaque.
It's all you, baby.
Odin, Mike, and Golding hug. That night, at a school party, the pretty blonde, Desi, dances with Odin. Hugo shakes hands with Mike.
Come on in, your big brother in the back, sipping hand.
My brother back there.
A pudgy-faced teen walks across the crowded dance floor. Hugo interrupts Odin to give him a hug. The brunette girl, Emily, follows him and talks with Desi. Mike dances with three girls. Walking away from the group, Hugo hooks up with the pudgy boy, Roger. Emily stands by herself, watching couples dance.
I don't understand.
Roger confers with Hugo.
You can get Desi and I together? She's with him.
They're breaking up.
When people are breaking up, they don't grind. Those two are definitely grinding.
We're gonna break them up.
I thought you were his friend. And you hang out with him all the time.
And that's perfect, because if we're gonna do this, I gotta act like I'm cool with him anyway. Look, you know what a utility man is?
A what?
I'm considered a utility man. I rebound, I can shoot, I play guard, forward, power forward, you name the position, I fucking play it.
What's your point?
Point is, I'm the MVP on this piece of shit team. I've been banging in the paint and setting screens for the past 4 years, and he chooses Michael, fucking sophomore, no way. Look at this shit.
They watch Desi lead Odin into the hall. Soon after...
Roger. Don't wuss out on me now.
He'll boot me out of school.
We are two blocks away from the Roger Calhoun Senior Library. Your father is this fucking institution. Do you want Desi or not?
Nodding, Roger dials a cell phone. They stand in the bushes in front of a big house on campus.
Yes?
Hi, Dean Brable?
Yes, who's this?
I don't know how to tell you this, sir, but someone sort of stole something from you.
What are you talking about?
Your daughter.
What about my daughter?
The next day...
We're going to run them until they drop dead or we drop dead. And that means pressing on defense, too. And by the way, my friend, Hugo, your ass was dragging in the fourth quarter. Now, either you get back to your position on the traps or you give me some reason why.
I'll be all right, Duke.
You gotta be better than all right, son.
He throws a chalkboard brush at him.
Everybody look at me, not him! This goes for you! On your feet,
Dean Brable walks into the locker room.
Good afternoon, Dean. You're welcome here.
Good afternoon.
In Golding's office.
And I have a witness who says he forced himself on her.
What? Who?
Look, if Desi says that I did anything even close to wrong to her, I'll leave the goddamn school, okay?
Now, take it easy, son. Bob, that's a very serious allegation. You say you have a witness?
Oh, come on, Coach. There's no witness. I mean, I would never do anything like that. Ever.
You mean to tell me you've never had any run-ins with the police?
No, it means I didn't force myself on Desi.
That's not what I just asked you.
What are you trying to say?
You know what I'm saying.
What, you're saying that I'm not clean? Is that what you're saying? Because I'm not on that shit no more. Come on, Coach, you know this. I mean, test my ass. Test me. I mean, this is fucked up. This is fucked up.
Yeah, and a lot of the things I hear you say about Desi are fucked up. Fucked up.
Bob.
Don't underestimate me, son. No, don't underestimate me when it comes to my daughter.
Hey, oh, no, Bob, please, please. Bob, back off. Now, come on.
Please.
If you were so worried about me, how come this school bust its ass to get me here, huh?
Because you were worth it. Yes.
Oh, come
Desi on. Walks in.
Please, sit down over here.
Dee, you gotta tell these guys what's going on.
I think we know what's going on.
Bob, we've got to be reasonable here. Now, come on.
Honey.
Brable stands between Odin and his daughter.
We've never had any secrets before, right? So I just want you to tell me the truth. Did Odin ever harm you? Force you to do anything that you didn't want to do? Anything at all?
Odin and I have been together now for 4 months.
Together? What does that mean, together?
Dad, that's none of your business.
I asked you a question.
And I said it's none of your business.
Brable turns to Odin. Golding steps aside with Brable.
Listen, Bob, this is a family matter, and maybe we shouldn't be discussing it here. But he's a good kid. Don't do this. Talk to him. Let's give them a chance to talk.
Golding takes Desi into the hall.
Sir, I just want to tell you that you got a great daughter there. And I really, really care about her. You gotta understand that what we have is beautiful.
No, she deceived me. What makes you think she won't do the same to you?
Later, Mike holds Roger as Odin slugs him in the gut.
If you ever lie on me again, I'll fuck your punk ass up a lot worse than this. You understand me, huh? Raj? Huh?
Odin slaps him to the ground. Hugo watches as his teammates walk away.
See you at dinner.
Roger curls up on the ground. Later, in a poor part of town, Hugo drives down the street in a Mercedes convertible. He gets out of his car at an industrial building.
You gonna keep doing this shit all year, yo?
You tell me, man. You're the pharmacist.
A young black man prepares a syringe.
You know, some of these drugs I sell, they're guaranteed to have you twisted up. The steroids, 50-50 chance.
Put 3 inches on my vertical this month. I took half a second off my 40, bro.
Hugo lifts his shirt.
Stupid job.
And when you start playing for North Carolina, don't forget about me. Shoot a nigga some tickets. I'm talking about courtside.
The drug dealer, Dell, injects the steroids into Hugo's stomach.
We're gonna cycle you to something else next week. You been drinking enough water?
By the gallon, man. I'm surprised it doesn't come out some of these holes you keep sticking in me.
I know you all into this basketball stuff. But if it don't work, don't trip. I'm saying, because there's some things in life we wasn't meant to have. I mean, don't go out there making yourself all crazy and shit.
How can I go crazy when I got you selling me dream in a bottle, man?
In the girls' dormitory, Desi chats with Emily.
So you talk to him about it?
There's nothing to talk about. I do everything for him, but he's been acting completely weird lately.
Lately? Try always. Sorry.
What's the deal? Everyone at this school likes Hugo except you.
Nobody doesn't like him. I don't trust anyone that doesn't have at least one enemy.
Well, I guess he does.
I didn't think you were gonna make it.
Oh, come on now.
Odin climbs in the window and kisses Desi.
You know, I can't beat Magnolia tomorrow. I don't see my good luck charm first. What's up, Em?
Hey.
Hey, I got something for you.
Desi sits on her bed. Odin hands her a silk scarf.
It's over 100 years old.
It's over your price range is what it is.
It was my great-grandmother's, and it's always been in my family. It's supposed to stay that way, but I feel like we're already family.
Yo, Em, don't think I forgot you. Got that new Harlem's Finest for you, baby. Enjoy that, all right?
Emily takes the CD. She puts on her headphones as Desi and Odin kiss. Odin glances at the bed, hopefully. Emily crawls into her own bed.
Oh, come on. Emily's here.
I know. You're not gonna do anything. Just like feeling your skin next to mine, okay? Come on.
Taking off her shirt, Desi lies in bed with Odin.
My father's a smart man, but he's never actually been through anything. He acts like he's in control all the time, but really he's just scared. He never seems scared to me.
Are you asking me how I got that scar on my back?
You do have the best stories.
I was a C-section baby and they cut too far. My mom couldn't afford a good doctor.
Are you serious?
I fell off my skateboard. You crazy? I get scared all the time.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
When?
When? Oh, okay. The first time I tried to talk to you, I thought I was going to faint or something.
That's not true. The second sentence out of your mouth was, do you have a boyfriend?
Hey, I said I was scared. I never said I couldn't handle the pressure. You know, I got them player skills.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he's getting a little cocky.
Hey, don't be saying little and cocky in the same sentence when it comes to me. Especially when you know the deal.
Shut up.
Nah, but, you really think I'm too cocky?
No, it's okay. You should be. You pulled me, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, indeed, I did.
I don't know how, but you did it.
What you mean you don't know how? I pulled you because I'm that kind of nigga.
Desi turns her back on him.
Uh-oh. Don't be acting like that. See, I can say nigga because I am a nigga. You can't because you ain't. Don't be jealous.
Why can't I say it? My people invented the word.
You can't even think it.
You're the one who started it. You said that I was so fine that you let me dress you up and play Black Buck Got Loose in the Big House.
Don't go repeating that, all right? If another black person knew I said something like that, I can get myself for a Negro League card revoked.
Well, then you better watch out, because it looks like I got some dirt on you, playa.
Got some dirt on me, huh? Better not let that leak.
The next day.
And now, your year 2000 Low Country Preparatory League champion, Palmetto Grove Park!
Led by their mascot and Golden, the Hawks enter the packed gymnasium. The Hawks win the tip-off. Odin takes the ball and passes it down the court. He gets the ball back, charges the basket, and sinks a layup. Desi smiles. The Hawks squeals. Intimate and distant, fresher than an infant. The Hawks' opponents, the Dutchmen, move the ball. A Dutchman shoots and misses. The ball is shoveled to Odin, who makes a long pass to Hugo. With an underhand layup, Hugo scores. The Hawks back up on defense. The Dutchman passed the ball around the perimeter. Hugo intercepts the ball. He passes to Mike, who banks it off the backboard for Odin to slam in the alley-oop. The scoreboard reads Hawks 23, Dutchman 16. Mike bumps chest with an opponent. Odin pulls him away. Odin dribbles through his legs and sinks a basket. He takes a jump shot and gets another 2 points. The hawk soars through the gym. Odin charges the hoop. Gets blocked and falls to the floor, hitting his head. Desi and Emily jump to their feet. Golding runs onto the court.
Injured on the floor, Palmetto Grove on the floor, Odin James.
Soon after, in a hospital waiting room, Hugo leads a group of students to his dad.
Is he okay?
They're doing a CAT scan right now, so we'll see. Don't worry. Incidentally, did you bring the insurance card from the school?
Hugo notices Emily hugging Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mikey gets more kisses from my girl than I do.
Could you stop being a sarcastic asshole just once?
Mike hugs Desi.
I was joking, all right? Relax.
What's the deal? Going for a couple hours, you already taking my girl, Big Mike?
Oh, hey.
Huh?
Golding hurries to Odin.
What's up, dude?
You get right home and get some rest.
I will, man.
What's up,
Odin? Odin hugs Desi.
I was worried about you, wasn't I?
You were the one who got hurt, stupid.
No, you don't understand.
Emily watches them.
I was worried that if I hurt myself, who was going to take care of you over there at Duke, huh?
Oh, right, right. You're still going to play Big House with me, though, right?
Hey, stop it with that.
You better stop getting hurt. I love you.
I love you, too.
Hey, you kids need to get back to the dorms. Let's go, Hugo.
Well, shut up. Mike.
Hey, man.
Did our thing today, man.
Yeah, you did good.
What's up, man?
Hey.
How you doing?
Odin hugs Hugo.
I thought we lost dinner for a second, bro. Oh,
man, I ain't going nowhere. But did we take it to him a while?
Man, you took it to him all by yourself. You know that player.
You know, that's that party off campus. You coming through?
Odin scratches his nose.
Yeah, you're right. My dad, though.
All right, man. Don't take too long, man.
Later, Hugo.
Emily leaves with Odin, Desi, and Mike.
Come on. Don't worry, Anna. He'll get there.
Hugo uses a payphone.
Yeah, Raj. We got plans tonight, man. We about to
do that. Later that night, a party fills a huge mansion off campus.
When I passed out, I think I had a vision.
Odin talks privately with Desi.
Have you ever gotten a ride on the handlebars of one of your friend's bikes before?
Yeah.
Well, I used to ride on the bars and try to close my eyes.
Could never do it. It's some scary shit because you gotta try to trust the other person not to crash.
You're tripping me out right now.
I feel like I can close my eyes with you. Look.
We're 18 and personally, I'm not trying to get married by some Elvis impersonator out in Vegas or nothing like that, but...
He slips an elastic band around her ring finger.
I figured maybe we could pretend for a while, you know?
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
They kiss. Meanwhile, Hugo encourages Mike to guzzle from a bottle of tequila.
Oh, yeah! Now we're feeling good, huh? Go get him, Tiger. Oh.
I'll go out there and you find that girl.
Ah. Hugo pushes Mike into the party as Roger approaches.
Time to pull some weed.
Just for the record, why am I doing this again?
Because this is how you get Desi's attention. Now get your honky ass in gear.
It's about team.
Roger bumps Mike.
Excuse us, Roger.
Excuse you?
We're talking.
Are you diagramming some basketball plays beforehand?
Mike shoves him.
What'd you say?
Roger shoves back as Hugo watches from a distance.
I don't care if your father owns the whole fucking school!
Mike pushes Roger into a table of bottles.
We can
and shoves him against a tree and punches him. Odin hurries to the fight. Roger grabs a bottle. Hugo steps in.
Take it easy, big guy. Come on. Not so tough now, are you?
Hey, Raj! What are you talking about? Stop it, man.
The three-point shooting ability isn't helping you much now, is it?
Take it easy.
Mike tackles Roger. Odin pulls him off.
Stop it, man. Come on. All right? It's enough, man. It's over.
Oh, my God. Roger, you're bleeding.
Roger's stomach is cut. The next day, in Golding's office...
So this lad loses a pint of blood and you guys got nothing to say for yourselves.
It was an accident, Pop. Roger's been starting crap all year.
Who threw the first punch, Michael? Hugo, did Michael throw the first punch? Answer me, yes or no?
Yeah, Dad, Michael threw the first punch, but it wasn't his fault. All right, he just had a few too many beers, that's all.
I didn't hear that. I did not hear that, you understand?
Mike stands as Golding approaches him.
You have disgraced our team. You know the rules. You can attend practice. That's a privilege that I give you. But you will not play in at least two games. Then we will see. You know what this is going to cost us? This young man sitting here called you up to share the most valuable player award. And you just shit all over it. And you know you're lucky that this didn't happen on campus because you're overprivileged ass.
I know, sir.
Get out of here. Get out of here, all of you.
Mike leaves. Odin follows.
Is there some reason you're still in this office, son?
No, Pop.
Enraged, Golding swipes at the things on his desk. Hugo leaves. He secretly watches Odin and Mike.
You fucked us up, dogs.
Odin walks away. Covering his face, Mike leans against the wall. That night, Hugo sits at the dinner table with his parents.
If Odin would have gotten into a fight, would you have sat him too?
Golding glances at his son.
I'm eating now.
I'm going back to the dorm, Mom.
In class.
So what did Roger say to you anyway, man? Feel guilty kicking his ass.
Save it, Hugo.
He'll be back on the team next year, so who cares?
Dude, it's different for you because your dad is cool. But my parents are going to find out.
Mike confers with Hugo.
Why are you in school, man?
What?
Are you here for your parents or for you? So they'll be a little pissed off. What are they going to do? Are they going to spank you?
Hugo, my parents always talk about reputation.
Reputation? Mike, who gives a fuck about reputation? I love you, man, but you're a little bit of a mama's boy. The only person you have to answer to is yourself. You make your own rules. The minute you figure that out, you're free. No, Mike. You really want back on the team?
Soon after...
Why can't you just talk to your dad?
Because, I'm telling you, guy, my dad trusts Odin. All right? If Odin says we need you back in there, then you're back in there, bro.
Yeah, but Odin won't even talk to me, man.
Mike. Am I your boy? Am I your boy?
Mike nods.
All right, then. This is what we gotta do. You're friends with Desi, right?
Of course.
Well, now you're her best friend. And you're gonna get her to talk to Odin for you. You just pour your heart out to her, man. Girls are suckers for guys who pour their hearts out. And then she talks to Odin. Right, but listen to me. You gotta hang with her. That's the only way this thing works. It's worth a shot, bro.
Yo. Here you go. Thanks, man.
Later.
What are you doing with this stupid bird anyway? People are looking for it.
I borrowed it for a
while. That's great. We got things to do and you're playing pranks with a frickin' mascot?
Hugo meets with Roger in the school's garret.
Why is it that you rich shitheads never have any fucking patience? Anything worth anything takes time and sacrifice. You spoiled fuck.
Roger shows his bandaged stomach.
What do you call this?
You did get your ass kicked pretty good, though.
No, I got my ass kicked pretty good twice. In less than a week. I need to know where this is going.
Later, at the gymnasium.
Friends, this tournament has seen some excellent play. But nothing better than Odin James of Palmetto Grove. Tonight, James and his Hawks face the mighty Bulldogs of North Charleston.
And every member of the Bulldogs team is black.
These two hoops powerhouses in 9 years. The Hawks, now an amazing ninth in the nation in prep ball, are just 2 games away from the state championship. But they'll have to do it without their team mascot. Evidently, the bird was stolen. So it looks like James will have to do all the flying himself.
The Hawks quickly get possession of the ball.
Focus! He's open, Hugo! Get rid of the ball!
Hugo passes to Odin. Odin spins around a defender and slams the ball into the hoop. Desi and Emily cheer in the stands. Bulldog player dribbles up to Odin. He makes a pass across court, where his teammate easily spins around Billy.
God, stay with the ball!
The Bulldogs score with an underhand layup.
For Christ's sake! Play the man, not the ball! Come on, put a body on him! Come on, he's slipping!
When the Bulldogs score again, Golding snaps a whiteboard in two. The Hawks hurry to a timeout huddle.
Lads, you're getting into the wrong guy's face. Number 45 is taking us to the cleaners. Every time he gets the ball, he's freed up. It's an automatic deuce.
From the stands, Mike looks to Hugo, who glances at Desi.
Here's what we do. Play a man with a floater. Open, you're the floater. Billy, look at me.
Mike leaves his seat.
Deny that son of a bitch the ball. You understand? And Odin, if he gets away from Billy, I don't give a shit if you have to pull his pistler. His feet do not leave the ground. Enough said.
He sits down between Desi and Emily.
What time is it now?
Game time!
All right, let's play like it! Odin!
Stepping back onto the court, Odin winks at Desi.
Give me another board. Come on, let's go! Get it up!
Watch him!
Watch him move!
Odin firmly rejects a Bulldog who leaps toward the basket.
Push it!
Odin dribbles down court.
Watch the perimeter!
He passes to the perimeter and the Hawks sink a 3-point shot. The Hawks score again.
Hugo, stay on the elbow! Stay on the elbow!
Odin spins around a defender and passes to Hugo, who banks in a basket. Playing defense, Odin tangles up the Bulldogs' star player. The two young men shove at each other. Intercepting the ball, Odin whips it down the court. Odin slams in another 2 points. The Hawks win 62-57. Hugo hugs Odin. In the stands, Mike hugs Emily. Odin looks to the stands in time to see Mike hugging Desi. He keeps glancing back at them, concerned, until Golding grabs him. They walk off the court, embracing.
Yo, niggas ain't fucking with this. Originalis, beats ain't banging like this. But Borealis, this.
The next day, Hugo and Odin work out together in the gym.
You know, I've been thinking, man. I think I'm gonna talk to Coach about Mikey. He should be a part of all this, man.
Listen, did Mike know that you and Desi were getting together?
Yeah, he knew. Why?
I didn't think he knew.
Hey, you know, Mikey's the one that kind of hooked us up, man.
You trust Mike?
I'm going to tell you this, I trust him out there on that court. Man, I can play some ball. Yeah, but you trust him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Hugo eats a packet of powder.
What's up, man? Why are you tripping?
It's nothing, man.
Come on, Hugo. Say what you gotta say, player.
You're not a jealous person, man. I am. It's a weakness. You know, sometimes I see things that aren't really there.
Yeah?
You don't want to hear what I have to say.
Let me be the judge of that, man.
But think that you watch your girl, bro. I mean, she and Mike spend an awful lot of time together.
Yeah, so what?
So all I'm saying is that her and Mike are always together. And I know the dean would rather see Mike up in that piece.
You gonna say some shit like that to me, man?
See, you're right. I shouldn't have said nothing. Forget about it, man. Mike's a good guy.
Hugo returns to his workout.
Wait. Nah, man, you can't just say some shit like that and just break out, man. What's going on, dogs?
All right. You and Desi were going out for, like, 4 months before her father even had a clue. So obviously the girl knows how to keep a secret. Now, I know you grew up in the hood, so you've seen plenty of hustlers, but the one thing I do know better than you is white girls, man. And white girls are snaky. All right, they're horny snakes. They act like we're the ones who want sex all the time, but they want it worse than us, man. They're just subtle about the way they go after it.
Hey, man, my girl's not like that, dogs.
But just think about the way she played her father when he found out about you and her.
Would Emily say something to you?
No, but she wouldn't, because they stick together, bro. There is one way to find out, though.
Yeah, like ask Mike.
No, because if there is something going on, and I'm not saying that there is something going on, but if there is something going on, they're not just going to come clean. Watch her. If she keeps hanging out with Mike, if she keeps talking about Mike, then we got something to think about. We don't let on, bro. Just watch.
Later, Odin approaches the school cafeteria. Through the window, he sees Desi with Mike. Hides as Desi turns her head. In the garret, Hugo stares at the kidnapped mascot. Del stands nearby. Sitting on a bench, Mike talks with Desi. Odin spots them from across the park. Odin ambles up to the girls' dorm.
What's up, man?
He stares at Mike, then steps past him.
Hey, yo, what's that all about?
Odin enters Desi's room.
I'm almost ready.
She kisses him.
Cool.
Just cool? I've been planning this night for a month. Do you know what I had to do to get that car? Do you have your pass?
Mm-hmm.
Desi packs an overnight bag.
What's wrong with you?
Emily sits at her desk.
Hello?
Hey, Dee, you never used to go out with Mike like before I got here, anything like that, right?
Michael? He's like my best friend, except for Emily.
But I thought I was your best friend.
Oh.
Does my baby feel like he's got a little competition?
She wraps the scarf around his neck.
Come on, stop.
He throws the scarf to the floor.
Damn. Look, let's just go, okay?
Did somebody say something to you?
Nah, let's just go.
Desi follows him out of the room. Emily notices the scarf. In the boys' dorm.
Look, man, just give me the money. It's only $100.
Roger reaches into his pocket.
This is it, dude. Tapped out. Dad said he won't send anymore.
Well, then you're gonna have to use this credit card. We need a cell phone.
What?
If this is gonna work, we have to keep in constant contact.
Roger heads for the door.
Hey, guys.
Emily walks in.
Hey, Roger, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Get lost.
Taking two mini liquor bottles from his desk, Roger leaves.
I have something for you.
You have things for lots of guys.
She holds out the scarf.
You're amazing.
He kisses her.
What are you going to do with it?
Nothing. Look, I keep it, I swear, just a little prank.
Yeah, well, when it turns up missing, she's going to go nuts.
What would I do without you?
They move to the bed.
This time I've been looking for romance. All I had to do was steal something.
You didn't steal anything. You just borrowed it for a little while.
He drapes the scarf over her face.
And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to borrow you.
She bites the scarf. As he kisses her neck, she writhes with pleasure.
Even the sun goes down.
At the Willows Resort Hotel, Desi runs her hand along Odin's shoulder. They sit naked on the bed facing each other.
I want you to be able to do anything. I want you to do what you want with me.
Oh, yeah?
I want you to have me however you want. I want to give myself to you the way you want me, Odin.
She kisses him softly.
Don't hold back.
Soon, Desi is on her back, gasping as Odin lies on top of her. He gently rocks back and forth. She holds the back of his neck. Kissing, they roll over so that Desi is on top.
Live happily ever after, but that's another chapter. Live from home of the brave with $30, beauty parlors.
She sucks on his lip.
Rolling ball and parlors, street scholars, majoring in culinary arts. Know what you're selling, so what have you? Now question, is every...
He winces with pleasure.
Is every nigga with goals for the fall? No, you don't get caught up in appearance. It's outcast, equimini, another black experience.
Odin furrows his brow as he watches Desi straddling him.
Okay.
He rolls her onto her back.
Heroes eventually die. Horoscopes often lie, and it's sometimes why. Nothing is for show.
Looking up, he sees himself in the mirror.
Forever, but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, Aquemini.
Staring into the mirror, he imagines Mike making love to Desi. He remembers all the times he's seen them together.
Better know that. Some say we pro black, but we professional.
bust a lot of chucks. So the music is
he quickens his pace.
And the nut sacks. You bust round, we bust back. You get back. The real niggas that's out here trying to spit back. You hear that, you can't come near that. Maybe you be
Odin keeps going.
Womanized furious and a Gemini kind of shit like this.
My mind works the man's low. Count to ten.
He roughly thrusts into it.
Welcome to the man's den. A red jet, no stem. Any man comprehend. I extend myself, so you go out and tell a friend. Stand.
He finally stops. Desi lies beneath him in shock.
It's happening again. Wish I could tell you when. Andre, this is Andre. Y'all are just gonna have to make amends.
In anguish, turned away from her, Odin gasps for air.
Often lie, and sometimes why.
Desi stares at the ceiling.
Nothing is for certain, and none lasts forever, but until they close the curtain. It's him and I, a Quim and I.
At the school, the doves coo and preen. The next morning, Odin leaves the hotel. Desi follows. They drive back to the school along a tree-lined road. Hugo stands on the balcony of the school's main building. He watches Mike chatting up a pretty brunette girl, Brandy. When Mike notices him, Hugo calls him up to the balcony. Later, in class,
she purposely uses this maternal imagery to get him into doing this dirty work. I have given suck and know how tender 'tis the love of the babe that milks me. Oh. Which is interesting.
Hugo whispers to Odin.
Didn't you give Desi a scarf a while back?
Right.
Yeah. It was silk or something, right?
Back on the balcony, Hugo gives Mike the scarf.
Yeah, I showed it to you.
Gentlemen, what else do we know?
Wait, you gave that scarf to Desi? You know I did.
Back on the balcony.
You want me to give that to her?
Don't tell her it's for me, bro. I think I saw Michael with that same scarf about an hour ago. I'm not sure, but I swear it was the same one.
Well, thanks.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mr. Golding, Mr. James, would either of you care to name one of Shakespeare's poems for me?
I thought he wrote movies.
Perhaps you two should pay attention. That way, after you've won this nationally televised championship, you'll have something more profound to say.
What do you mean, rough? He forced you? No, it wasn't like that. We were already doing it.
In their dorm room.
Did you say stop? He didn't rape me. Does he look? You know, I like O2, okay? But you act like the guy is a saint or something. Well, maybe he's not a saint, but he's never done anything even close to that before. Half the time he doesn't even want to do anything. He just lays naked with me.
Desi, you said stop.
Desi thinks about Odin giving her the elastic band ring.
Would you be so concerned if he was white? That is so easy.
Dee, it's me.
Desi hurries to the door.
What are you doing? It's after hours.
Odin walks in.
Sorry, I just had to see you. What's up, Emily? How you doing?
Good.
Sorry, baby. No presents for you this time.
Where were you? Michael was looking for you.
Mike?
Yeah, Michael.
Can I have a kiss?
She kisses him.
Hey, Dean. How come you never wear that scarf I gave you?
I hadn't really thought about it.
Could I see it right quick?
Yeah.
Desi opens a dresser drawer.
I keep it right here.
What, you lost it?
No, it's here somewhere.
You know, my mama gave me that scarf when she got real sick.
said to make sure and give it to someone very special. And it'll keep our love right.
I'm sure it'll turn up around here somewhere.
Can we look some more?
Oh, she'll find it later.
Come on, I'll help you.
No. Find it later. Right now, I really want to talk about Michael. You know that he deserves to play. And he's your best friend. That's all that he talks about.
I really need you to find that scarf.
And I said I'll find it later.
Hey, Dee, you'd never give out no love behind my back now, would you? I mean, maybe I'm not enough for you. You know, especially with you being all hot and shit.
What?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, Em, you gotta see this girl in action. I mean, it's...
Are you kidding me? That's really shitty.
You okay? But check this. If you're a virgin like you said you were, how come when we're doing it, you acting all freaky and stuff? Telling me I could do whatever I want with you,
I don't need to be here right now.
No, Em.
I don't think you do either. That is not what I meant! What the hell is wrong with you?
Look, let's just find the scarf, okay? Emily's gonna help us look.
But what if Emily doesn't want to help? I think that you should go.
Where is my scarf?
I don't know.
You lost it.
No, I'll find it later.
Does Mike know where my scarf is? Is that why you want me to talk to him?
What? If you want to ask me if I'm cheating on you, go ahead, get some balls and ask. No, I'm not. Michael, you're the only person I've ever been with, and you're the only person that I want to be with. And if you want to be with me, don't ever talk to me like that again, ever. I'm always straight with you, O.
Odin leaves. The next day,
2-on-1 side break. Let's go.
Golding runs a practice. Odin stumbles, allowing a basket.
Yoko, for Christ's sake, look where you are. Look where the basket is. Protect the basket, for Christ's sake. It's 2-on-1 fast break. What are you, deaf? Odin, where are you? At some picnic?
Mike sits on the bench.
Let's make it count. Come on now. Stack it up. Stack it up. Stack it up.
Come on, man. This ain't no motherfucking stack. Stack it up.
Let's go.
Hugo inbounds the ball to Odin.
Come on, come on. Push, push.
Odin is stripped of the ball.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Damn it. You guys are lollygagging the ball up and down the court like a bunch of snails. You play this way come game night, you won't beat the Sisters of Mercy. All right, Michael, come in here and run the point. Let's go. Odin, why don't you take your nap on the bench? It's a whole lot more comfortable there. Let's go, Michael. I said let's go.
As come Mike on. Steps onto the court, Odin tackles him.
Odin, come on!
Odin is pulled off of him, shoving aside the assistant coach. Odin storms away.
Fucking problem, man.
Hey! Hey, you get back here, son, and apologize! Odin! 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 You get your ass back here and apologize!
Odin kicks open the door and leaves.
Jeff, run the team!
Golding follows him. After the practice, Hugo carries a cafeteria tray into his father's office.
Hey, Pop.
Have a seat.
He sits with the tray on his lap.
It's been a while since you invited me in here for dinner.
What is going on with Odin?
I don't know. I saw him in class today. He seemed all right. By the way, I'm getting an A in English again.
That's great, son. Congratulations. You know I don't ever have to worry about you, thank God. I mean, you've always done well and you always will, but Odin's different. He's all alone here. Hell, there's not even another black student in this whole damn place. And where's his family? I want you to keep an eye on him. Find out what's going on.
Sure, Pop.
Because if he's got a problem, we've got a problem.
All right, then.
You know, your mother just doesn't understand us. You stay here and finish your supper.
Patting Hugo's head, Golding leaves. Hugo sets his tray on the floor. Later,
the state finals are a few days away in Palmetto Grove.
Dell walks to the back of the school.
Coach Duke Golding, or the Duke as he is called, has got to be even more jittery than the players. A win right here could pave the way for a position at the college level. But first, you're about to see something that might make the NBA's finest a little bit nervous, and that's exactly why all the scouts are here. It's a Southeast Regional High School Slam Dunk Contest, and young legs mean lots of air.
In the boiler room, Odin paces. Dell approaches him.
What's up, man?
Got that for me?
Same in your style, player.
It ain't gonna be. Just ain't slept in a couple of days, that's all. The fuck you worried about it for? Just give me this shit and get your ass off.
Money's for customers. See, it's a one-time thing, right?
Dell gives him a small packet. Odin walks to a corner and snorts the drugs. In the gym...
You're gonna have to get in line, I'm afraid. Man, every conference in the country's been after this kid, including the ACC, Big 12, Pac-10, Big 10.
I hope you don't think you're gonna sit there. Bye, Roger. Good seeing you.
I had this seat with Hugo.
Roger sits in front of Mike.
Yeah, well, Hugo's not here, and I'm telling you to get lost.
Later, Roger. As in peace.
Jason, stop. Leave him alone. Michael, come on. But...
Go ahead and keep sitting there. Maybe I won't kick your ass again.
It's okay, Roger. You can sit there. It's fine.
Faggot. Tag-along faggot.
Jason.
Why don't you go sit with some other friends? Oh, that's right. You don't have any. Everybody hates you.
Mike and his friend Jason flick Roger's ears.
Get lost.
Flee.
Fucking faggot.
Fuck off.
Roger's lips begin to tremble.
Get out of here, Roger.
Desi and Emily watch in disgust.
Hurts, doesn't it? And get lost.
Roger leaves. In the boiler room, Hugo secretly pays Dell as he walks away. Hugo finds Odin leaning against the wall.
I only got 5 minutes, man. What's going on? You really fucked me up, man.
Me?
Yeah, you, bitch! If I knew Desi was going behind my back, I could deal with that. But all this wondering you got me going through is bullshit!
You can't be thinking about that now, man.
Odin slams him against the boiler.
I'm gonna tell you like this, Hugo. You better hope and pray you can prove that Mike is fucking Desi. You understand me?!
He lets go. Hugo falls to his knees.
I tried out my friend and this is what I get. Why don't you just fucking forget about her, man? I mean, you fucking got everything. I would give my life not to be in your shoes. Fuck Desi! She's not some fucking gold medal you need to win. You're the fucking medal, man! From the first time I saw her, it's like the only reason I ever wanted to do something big was so that she'd be proud to stand next to me. Shit. Look, is she cheating on me or not? What the fuck?
Let's talk about this after you win this thing.
Don't you hold back on me, Hugo. Not now.
Oh, come on.
No, you come on, bitch!
What, are you gonna hit me?
I will if you don't speak to me.
I don't know if it's true or not, but that bastard Mike told me that him and Desi were together last night, and I don't know what else.
God damn it.
That's all I'm saying for now. We can get together tonight and talk about this.
I don't know who they fucking with.
What's that?
I said they don't know who they fucking with.
Odin walks off.
They don't know where they fucking went!
Hugo covers his mouth as he watches Odin storm out. Odin marches into the gym. A panel of judges holds up signs to indicate a competitor's score. Hugo sneaks into the gym. Odin watches Desi and Mike in the stands. He approaches the registration table.
Odin James.
Okay. Highest score is 50. You get 1 minute to do 3 dunks.
I'm only doing one.
What?
I'm only doing one.
But you get to throw out the 2 lowest.
And now our very own Odin James.
Grab your jockstraps, gentlemen. He's about to blow you away.
Fiercely determined, Odin steps onto the court. Hugo watches from the corner. Mike claps along to the bouncing of the ball. Desi claps along. Odin drives to the hoop. He leaps into the air and slams the ball so hard he shatters the backboard. Odin struts past the dangling hoop. Desi and Mike cheer. The judges unanimously give him top marks. Odin picks up the rolling ball. A ball boy approaches him.
Yo, man, that's not all that. I need the ball back, kid.
What?
The ball, homie. Give it up. What
you talking about? This ball right here, shorty?
No, nigga, the 2 balls hanging on your dick. Of course that ball.
Watch your fucking mouth. What you talking to, huh?
Odin shoves the boy to the floor. Desi is shocked. Odin parades around the court in proud defiance with his arms open wide. He throws the ball through the shattered backboard. Stunned, Golden consoles the ball boy. Odin hoists the fallen hoop over his head. Desi stares at him with her mouth gaping. Her eyes grow sad. Odin slams the hoop to the floor. Hugo slips away as Odin jogs out of the gym. Later, Odin swipes at a table as he marches down a hallway. Golding and Dean Brable follow him.
Just asking for one last game, Bob.
One game for who? For you? For him. Because he's lucky he's not suspended.
Hugo listens in.
Yeah, Dad. Who's your favorite now?
That night, in his dorm room, Hugo meets with Odin.
I'm gonna take care of you, man.
He scrapes together lines of cocaine.
This shit right here will help you make it through.
He hands Odin a straw.
I don't want to be doing this. Just making it through, player. Just making it through.
Odin snorts the cocaine. He sips a drink.
So all the shit was going down tonight. I was doing some detective work. Mike said half the time she doesn't even want to have sex. She just wants to lie naked in the bed. But they're fucking up. And they have been for over a month now. They do it in her room. And there's one more thing. And don't get mad at me for saying this, but they call you the nigger, man. Dutsy wouldn't say nothing like that, man.
As Hugo steps to the door, Odin wipes the tears from his eyes. Mike stands outside.
Hey. What's the matter?
Nothing. What do you want?
Oh, man, I just need to talk to you.
I'm a little busy. Just give me 2 minutes.
All right, but I'll just...
Just give me 2 minutes, all right? Wait here.
Hugo closes the door.
Hey, oh, that's Mike. He wants to talk to me about Desi. Listen, I'm gonna ask him what's up. All right? You can hear for yourself. Come on, let's take it out of here.
Man, you go, man. You're my man for life, all right? Forever.
Okay. Just stay on the porch, no matter what he says. Just stay on the bench.
Just be quiet, all right?
Hugo leads Odin to the porch, then lets Mike in.
Hey, man, what you got going on in here?
What's up, big baller?
Don't remind me about basketball.
So, you and Desi been spending an awful lot of time together? Now, if you could just handle her the way you handle Brandy, man, then you'd be in business, right?
Man, that girl does do whatever I say. I think she might be in love with you, though.
She thinks the two of you are gonna get married, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Come on, give me some credit. She's a slut. Oh, man, I was at the library yesterday. She took me in the back.
In the frickin' library, bro? No fucking way!
And check this out. What? She said down the road, even if she's with somebody, even if she's married, she said she'd do me until the day she dies.
No fucking way.
In the hall, Brandy approaches a door.
Have you seen Michael?
What about Odin?
What about him? It's a frickin' loser. The ghetto just popped out of him.
Bro, you don't have to go there, man.
Listen, man. The nigga's out of control, and I'm glad he's off the team. And you know what else? If he comes at me again, I swear, I'll kill his ass.
Hugo, where's Michael? Hugo, I know Mikey's in there. Open the damn door.
Little boy.
They open the door.
What's up, Brandy?
Hey.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Giving me something you got from some other bitch?
What?
Asshole.
Odin sees Brandy throw the scarf at Mike.
It's a present.
Yeah? Well, I like presents where I was the only owner.
Brandy, see what I gotta deal with? You want this?
Mike gives Hugo the scarf, then follows Brandy into the hall. Hugo steps onto the porch.
How are we gonna kill this motherfucker? How are we gonna kill this motherfucker, Hugo?
That's a big step. What about Desi?
Later, Roger waits in his convertible across the street from a pawn shop.
Guy came up to me and said, what do you do?
Inside.
I don't get people in here with that kind of money. But it is one hell of a watch. What are you looking to get for it?
Hugo walks down the counter.
Do you have any papers on this 38?
On what? Don't even look in that case. Don't even think about it unless you're ready to pull out some ID.
Listen, you want that watch? I want that pistol.
The pawnbroker glances at the gun.
What about Moses?
Then he looks to the watch in his hands. Later, the sun shines through a skylight in the school's garret.
You've been everything to me, Hugo. To me, you're not my friend, man. You're my brother. brother is wronged, so am I. I'm you, O. I'm a part of you. The plan I've come up with is flawless. I planned down to the minute. I spent the last few days going over every possible detail, every angle. All we have to do is set this thing in motion and never look back. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to my dad. I'm going to tell him me and Michael find our own way to the game. I'll say we want to get there early. We'll take Roger's car. You're going to talk to Dizzy. You're going to tell her you want to make up. A little love session before the game.
He envisions Odin seducing Desi.
She should be alone in her room. Emily will go on without her. Now, if this is going to work, we have to make sure it looked like Michael did it.
He envisions giving Mike a drink. Mike sets down the glass.
We're going to leave behind a little present. At exactly 7 p.m., you take out Desi.
He foresees Odin forcing his way into Desi's room.
And you plant Michael's glass. When that's all done, you call me on Roger's cellular.
Standing beside Desi's body, Odin calls Hugo, who drives with Mike.
We'll have a rental car waiting on the side of the road.
Someone sits slumped over the rental car's steering wheel.
When Mike gets out to help, we'll make it look like suicide.
He envisions Roger sitting up and shooting Mike in the chest. Placing the scarf in Mike's hand, he lays it on the fatal wound. The gun is placed in Mike's other hand.
Then we all make our way to the game on time. I know my dad. Without Mike, he's got to play you. So we win the game. We all swear we never saw Mike or Desi at all. If we stick to the timetable, this will work.
What about Roger?
Roger thinks you and Desi are just breaking up. But after it's all over, I'll tell him. He'll be so scared to go along with whatever I say.
And if he doesn't?
You said you're going all the way with this thing, right?
Later, crickets chirp outside the boys' dorm.
About what time was that car checked out?
Hugo uses his cell phone.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Appreciate it. Bye.
He turns to Odin.
Herb's on time so far.
They shake hands. Hugo leaves Odin on the porch. He opens the door for Mike.
Oh, man, it's game time, baby. Let's do this.
A little pep up for the road?
Oh, no, I can't. Not tonight.
Oh, Mike, come on, man. This is my last game as a Hawk, bro.
I'm too nervous, man.
Hugo picks up a glass.
We shall go no more roving so late into the night.
Look, man, I can't.
Mike.
All right.
Mike lifts his glass. They drink.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I was supposed to meet with Brandy, man. She was going to ride with us.
Mm. Not anymore, comrade.
She's got wheels, don't worry about it.
Odin watches them leave. Odin carefully lifts Mike's glass and drops it into a plastic bag. In the girls' dorm...
You sure you don't want me to wait? Save me a seat. Okay. Later.
Emily leaves Desi in their room. Outside, Brandy notices Mike and Hugo drive away in the convertible. In her room, Desi looks at herself in the mirror. A clock reads 6:29. Meanwhile, Roger sits in the rental car at the side of the road. Hugo checks his pocket watch.
Man, you're driving like my grandmother. Come on, man. The Duke is gonna kill us.
Odin stalks under the balconies of the girls' dorm. Roger sits slumped over the steering wheel at the side of the road as a car approaches. Hugo and Mike drive past.
Did you see that car back there?
What?
Hugo pulls to the shoulder.
The one with the flashing lights. The guy might be in trouble.
No. No way, man. Man, we're gonna miss warm-ups.
It'll just take a second to check out. It's gonna be freezing tonight. We gotta check it out.
Hugo backs up. At the game, the crowd cheers as Golding leads his team into the gymnasium.
Send someone over to check on their rooms. Hurry!
Go, lads, let's go!
Duke, it's Mr. Bradley. He's head of the Gamecocks Athletic Department.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you,
sir. Pleasure to meet you, Coach. I tell you, I've been following you all year long, and you've done a hell of a job with this team.
Thanks very much. I appreciate that. Wouldn't mind helping you guys out next season.
Well, I hear that. I tell you, I'd like to talk to the Odin kid if any way possible.
Sir, the whole world would like to talk to this Odin kid.
Saw him in North.
Meanwhile,
Charleston.
Odin climbs the fire escape at the girls' dorm.
Nobody's done that in North Charleston all year.
Well, he had some pretty good coaching, I'd say.
I'd have to agree with you. Let's talk after the game, Coach.
All right, sir.
He'd sure look good in that garnet and black.
Odin waits outside Desi's window.
Did you comp his tickets?
Yes, I did.
Come on, lads, let's go. Come on. Sweat it up.
At the side of the road, Mike and Hugo approach the rental car. Odin climbs in the window to find Desi sleeping. He pulls Mike's glass out of his pocket. On the road, Mike opens the car door.
Hey, mister, you all right?
Roger leaps up with the gun.
What the fuck?
Do it, Rog. Do it.
When Mike struggles for the gun,
fuck.
Hugo runs back to his car. In the dorm, Odin caresses Desi's face.
Let it go! Let it go!
Hugo grabs a tire iron from his trunk as Mike takes the gun.
The fuck, man? What's wrong with you, man?
Hugo whacks Mike with the tire iron, and Roger grabs the gun. Roger shoots Mike in the leg.
Oh, shit! Fuck, Roger! It's gotta look like suicide! It has to look like fucking suicide! Fuck! I got him! Just like you said! I shot the fucker! Now we do it close!
No, Rog, the cops can tell that someone else shot the first bullet!
You harmed us, man! You fucking harmed us! You fucking harmed us!
You know, we have to go!
Where's the scarf?
I don't know, I gave it to
Where's
you!
Where's the scarf?
We have to go!
Where's the fucking scarf?
Let me get him off the road!
Rog!
Look, when that car gets here, I'm gonna tell him that you shot him in self-defense, all right? Michael attacked you and you shot him in self-defense! If he wakes up, he's gonna tell on me!
Won't matter, Rog. Dizzy's dead. I'm sorry, bro.
Hugo shoots Roger in the gut. In her room, Desi wakes up.
What time is it?
Odin turns to her. At the side of the road, Hugo composes himself. He places the gun in Mike's hand. He stops a passing truck.
Hold on! Brandy! Hold on one more, okay? Please.
Brandy jumps out of the truck.
Roger hit Michael with the crowbar and then Michael shot him!
At the gym, the Hawks warm up for the final game. Brabel stands at courtside searching the crowd.
Brandy, help me out here!
Brandy runs back to her truck.
Help. We need to get her to a hospital!
Come on, Brandy! You need to help me, please! Come on, Brandy! Brandy!
She drives away. Hugo picks up the tire iron and takes the gun. He leaves the scarf under the seat of the rental car. He races back toward the school in the convertible. In the gym, Brable scans the crowd. He notices Emily waiting nervously by herself. In her room, Desi sits up in bed. Odin sits beside her.
I'm sorry.
He hesitantly touches her shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Odin.
They kiss. They lie down on the bed. Odin climbs on top of her. He wraps his hands around her throat.
He saw my blood scar. He's dead. He told me that you would have. Now he's dead. He's dead.
Desi gasps for air.
Stop. Stop. I want to be able to let you go, but I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. I can't.
She frantically slaps at his arms.
Shh. Shh. Go to sleep. Shh. Stop. Please. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Outside, Emily approaches the dorm.
Hey, Jason, have you seen Desi?
No.
What about Hugo? No?
She hurries inside. Desi's struggling grows weaker. Emily arrives at the door.
Desi? Desi?
She searches her purse for her keys. Desi gasps for air.
Desi!
Her arms go limp. Emily finds her keys. Desi is dead. Emily rushes in.
Hey.
Outside, Hugo runs from the convertible. Brandy chases him into the girls' dorm.
They killed him! They killed Michael!
What are you talking about?
Hugo! You killed her!
Shut up! Shut up! Get away from her!
Shut up!
Hugo walks in.
Man, tell me Odin is lying! Tell me you did not say Desi was cheating on him! Tell me you didn't do that!
I told him what I heard.
That's a lie!
Jason walks in.
You said she slept with Michael?
Emily, shut up!
Somebody get an ambulance!
Yeah, you fuck off! Get over there! Get
over. Emily! She was old! Desi was fucking Mike. He admitted it. And this you went and gave him my scarf. They were laughing at me. You go tell her. Tell her, man.
That silk scarf?
Emily, be quiet.
No. No, Hugo.
Shut the fuck up, Emily.
Hugo had that scarf.
Emily!
And you begged me to steal it for you!
She's fucking lying, bro. She is fucking lying. Don't even fucking pay any attention to her.
You gave that scarf to Michael.
Emily, tell the truth.
You gave that scarf to Michael.
Tell the truth, Emily!
You gave that scarf to Michael!
Hugo shoots Emily. Odin turns to Hugo. Hugo walks out of the room. He stumbles backwards down the hall. He drops the gun.
Stay down!
Jason pushes him and kicks the gun away. Odin picks up the gun. He advances on Hugo. Odin raises the gun.
Jason, ask him why he did this. Ask him!
Odin aims at Jason.
You don't ask me nothing. I did what I did, and that's all you need to know.
Hugo stands.
From here on out, I say nothing. Hugo.
A police cruiser pulls up to the dorm.
Hugo! Sit the fuck down! Everybody sit down and shut the fuck up! Now somebody here knows the truth. Somebody needs to tell the goddamn truth. My life is over. That's it. But while all of y'all out here living yours, sitting around talking about the nigga that lost it back in high school, you make sure you tell him the truth. You tell him I love that girl. I did. But I got played. He twisted my head up. He fucked it up. I ain't no different than none of y'all. My mom's ain't no crackhead. I wasn't no gangbanger. It wasn't some hood rat drug dealer that tripped me up. It was this white prep school motherfucker standing right there.
Put the gun down. Come on, son, drop it. Put it down now.
You tell him where I'm from. Didn't make me do this.
Odin shoots himself in the chest. He falls limp onto a love seat. Hugo stares at Odin and begins to tremble. The police approach Odin's body. They lead Hugo away in handcuffs. Brabel runs to the dorm through a swarm of police cars and ambulances. He grabs Hugo as the police take him away. Brabel runs into the dorm. The media take photos as Hugo is led to a police cruiser. Jason is interviewed by a TV reporter. A reporter speaks on camera.
All my life, I always wanted to fly. I always wanted to live like a hawk.
The police examine Mike and Roger at the side of the road. At the gym.
I know you're not supposed to be jealous of anything, but
the assistant coach runs to Golding.
To take flight. To soar above everything and everyone.
Golding dashes from the gym.
Now that's living. It's no good around normal birds. It can't fit in. Even though all the other birds probably want to be hawks. They hate him for what they can't be.
Desi's body is wheeled into an ambulance.
Proud. Powerful. Determined. Dark. Is a hawk. He soars above us. He can fly.
Golding weeps uncontrollably.
And one of these days, everyone's gonna pay attention to me.
Photographers snap pictures of Hugo locked in the back of a police car.
Because I'm gonna fly too.
The police car drives away.
Thank you.
This described version of O was created by Audiovision Canada. The narrative description was written by J.J. Hunt, narrated by Jamie Robinson, and produced by Valerie Hunter and Marco Sorin. For information on other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audiovision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755. Cast in order of appearance: Odin James, Mekhi Phifer; Coach Duke Golding, Martin Sheen; Hugo Golding, Josh Hartnett; Michael, Andrew Keegan; Desi Brable, Julia Stiles; Emily, Rain Phoenix; Assistant Coach, Chris Fryhofer; Roger, Eldon Henson; Dean Brable, John Hurd; Dell, Anthony A.J. Johnson; Dutchman Player, Christopher Dong; Brandy, Rachel Shoemate; Radio Announcer, Marshall Gitter; Miss Cerny, Lisa Benavides; Scout Number 1, Ken French; TV Announcer, Dana Ratliff; Jason, Christopher Jones; Woman Scorekeeper, Ronalda Stover; Ball Boy, Kelvin O'Brien; Lanny, Jack J. Munn; Mr. Bradley, Mike Flippo; Cop, James Middleton; Newscaster, Julie Fischel; Mr. Kirby, Wally Welsh; Stunt Coordinator, Carl Johnson; Stunt Women, Kay Kimler, Tina McCassick. Directed by Tim Blake Nelson. Screenplay by Brad Kaya. Produced by Eric Gitter, Daniel L. Freed, Anthony Rulin. Executive Producer, Michael I. Levy. Executive Producer, William Shively. Co-Producer, Betsy Danbury. Co-Producer, Lisa Gitter. Co-Executive Producers, Frederick B. Goodman, Stephen A. Kepnes. Director of Photography, Russell Lee Fine. Production Designer, Dina Goldman. Editor, Kate Sanford. Costume Designer, Jill O'Hannison. Composer, Jeff Dana. Music Supervisor, Barry Cole. Casting Director, Avi Kaufman. Developed with the assistance of the Sundance Institute. Music: Ardor Ave Maria, from Othello, performed by Boys Choir of the Opera de Paris. We Riddas, written by David Williams and Dumarle Shield, performed by Roscoe. Let Me in the Club, written by David Williams and Thomas Marcida, performed by Roscoe. It Doesn't Matter, written by Chanel Graham and Bobby Jones, performed by Sheba Black. Who Ride With Us, written by Ricardo Brown, Delmar Arnold, and Fred Nasser, performed by Corrupt. Swinley's Maracas, written by Joseph M. Davis, Chargerai Klumarlika, Irina M. Perez, Jarrell Sproul, Booker T. Tucker, and Dan Askew, performed by Spooks. Astronomy Eighth Light, written by Wilbur Dugard Jr., Emmett Dugard, Dante Smith, and Talib Kweli, performed by Black Star. You Best Believe, written by Jeffrey Brown and Bobby Jones, performed by Crush. The Rules, written by Jeffrey Brown, Bobby Jones, and Rayshon Shamour, performed by Crush featuring Pinky Tuscadero. Something Fresh, written by Joseph M. Davis, Chargerai Klumarlika, Irina M. Perez, Jarrell Sproul, Booker T. Tucker, and Rick DeRoge, performed by Spooks. Get Here, written by Sherelle Graham and Trayvon Green, performed by Sheba Black, featuring Sonia Stevens. Aquemini, written by Andre Benjamin and Antoine Patton, performed by Outkast. Freak It Out, written by Ricardo Brown, Victor Sartiego, and Sean A. Jordan, performed by Corrupt, featuring Noriega. A film by Tim Blake Nelson. A Chicky the Cop production. In association with Daniel Freed Productions and Rulin Entertainment. Copyright 2001, Miramax Film Corporation, all rights reserved.